There is nothing like having a triple shot espresso to get your anxiety going for the day. Like, oh my God. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack anyway. Oof. This espresso machine was a bad idea. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. This week, we're having a little mini solo dola episode with your girl. So welcome back. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you like Thought Topic, to share it with a friend, leave a review, maybe rate us 5 out of 5 stars. That would be really, really cool. I hope everybody's having a good week. It has been so hot. I feel like I always complain about the weather, but it truly deeply affects my mood, like, all the time. But honestly, like, I would rather do the heat wave. Like, I would rather have, like, 95, 100 degree weather than the cold. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm just built for it. I'm built that way. I grew up in Michigan, so I feel like I've served my time dealing with the cold as someone who prefers a warm climate. So why I decided to move to New York when I know I hate wintertime, I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, so guys, this week, like I said, because it's a solo episode, it's going to be a little bit shorter. I thought today I would just, you know, talk about a few topics on my mind. So our thought topic for today is about age and dating, dating older versus dating younger. So we'll chat a little bit about that. I'll answer some questions that you guys asked on Instagram and maybe read a thought tale or two. So let's just get into it. Let's see, to warm up this week, what's going on? Before we get into that, I want to talk about something from pop culture this week. That's right, a little opinion sesh with me. But this week, or maybe it was like towards the end of last week, whatever, everyone has been talking about Emily Ratajkowski. Is that how you say her name? Ratajkowski? Do you pronounce the J? I don't know. Emrata, supermodel, as you guys know, skinny legend, very hot, attractive woman. It came out that her husband, Sebastian Bear McClard, is that his name? Okay, weird. Anyway, it turns out that he has cheated on her and they are separating or getting a divorce or whatever. Anyway, I just would like to say, like, obviously celebrity culture can be problematic because, like, we idolize celebrities when they are just fucking people, whatever. And I feel like the conversation around this on social media, whatever, has been everyone like, oh my God, if she got cheated on, what about the rest of us? What does that mean for us normal people? And, like, here's my take that I think a lot of people share. Just because someone's hot doesn't mean they can't get cheated on. I just would like to say that. Like, someone who's going to cheat is going to do that anyway, right? So here's my thing. I feel like we experience this anytime, like, we find out about a celebrity couple breaking up, like, or a famous, like, woman getting cheated on. Like, for example, Beyonce, Lemonade, hello. Like, when Jay-Z cheated on her, everyone's like, there's no hope for us. Like I said earlier, it reminds us that, like, we can't idolize celebrities. Like, we actually don't know them. We don't know the full details of their relationships, even though, like, sometimes it might seem like we do or whatever. Going back to Emily or Emrata, whatever, this made me think about, like, the way I think about relationships. And I feel like, to be honest, like, maybe a year or two ago, if I would have heard about this, I would have had the same reaction. I would have been like, oh my God, there's no hope for any of us. But as someone who has been cheated on or has, like, been involved with certain partners and then later found out, like, they actually were in a relationship, kind of being in the other woman position, like, that's just the thing. People who cheat are gonna cheat anyway. And so I mean there's really nothing you can do to stop a person from cheating, and it's not a reflection of you. That's kind of like the takeaway I want to address as, like, we see people get cheated on, like Khloe and Tristan Thompson. hello, that man has dogged her so many times publicly. And like, I know a lot of people don't sympathize for Khloé. Like, honestly, I sympathize for her in the way I would sympathize for, I don't know, maybe a coworker or an acquaintance who was like, oh, my boyfriend or whatever cheated on me. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then like, you know, like I don't feel as much as a personal attachment. And I feel kind of bad that she's getting so much like public shame. Like everyone's like, well, that's what you get for taking him back. Like, it's so much more complicated than that. Come on, guys. Like, it's so much more complicated when you have kids involved. So I believe Emrata and her husband, they have a baby together, which, sidebar, does anyone remember that photo she posted of her holding her newborn in a bikini? And she's literally holding it like the baby is like, his neck's not supported and everyone was really mad about it. Like, I was honestly shocked. I mean, I've held a lot of babies in my life. Like, there's a lot of little, I have a lot of little nieces and nephews, but I was just like, damn, girl, come on. I'm sure her baby was fine, but, and I'm not a mother, so I'm not going to tell people how to parent, but I was like, damn, girl. Anyway, you got to hold him up a little higher, support his neck a little bit. Anyway, sorry, like the caffeine is really getting to me. I'm all over the place. But when you have children, it makes it like 1,000 times more complicated. Like, I know women in my life like have stayed in relationships longer than they wanted to because they have kids together. Or so I just think people should be a little bit more sympathetic. And like I said, just because you're hot or you have a certain amount of money doesn't mean you won't get cheated on. And so like, what do we learn from this? You know, because we're trying to like grow and like better ourselves and also pop our pussies, right? I think the way that you can look at this is trying to A, pick partners that you can see yourself long term with. Like, I don't know, maybe like gauging like, oh, how will this person treat me, you know, maybe 10 years from now, or like when we have kids together, is this a person I can really like build a life with? But then also like the other part of this is too, and this is why I brought like Tristan and Khloé up as well, is that just because someone cheats on you doesn't mean that you made a bad decision or that you should regret it, because like at the time you felt like it was the right choice. But then if they go and like they change as a person, or that, you know, they do something outside of the terms of your relationship that you didn't agree on, that's not your fault. It just really got me thinking, because it's like, I feel like as women especially, or like femme presenting people, or women or female identifying people, like we try to do things all in our power. Like, okay, if I just become the most perfect ass bitch, then no one can ever cheat on me and no one can ever dog me or make me look bad because I'm perfect. I'm the hottest I can be. I'm the best I can be. I make the most money I can. Like, and you know what? Like I said, people who do that, they're gonna do it anyway. So like, these are people who are some of the most like wealthy, famous, attractive people like in our society. And like, they still deal with the same shit that we deal with. Stars, they're just like us. So I don't know, in some ways that should be a little bit comforting to know that it's not like a you problem, you know? Ooh, why is my voice raspy today? Like, I feel like whenever I do Thought Topic in the morning, I'm a little bit raspier, but whatever. Okay, let's see what's going on in Christian's life. Oh my God. Okay, I want to share this because this really made me laugh out loud. Okay, if you're watching the video, please admire my laptop stickers. So cute. This one says, let's fuck. Deani gave it to me. It was at her sister's tattoo shop. Wait, shout out to Deani's sister, Janice. I'm sure if you follow me, you saw this, but she gave me this tattoo. It's a little like rose on my arm back in January. And I guess like, I've had a lot of people comment on it recently because it's like summertime and I'm showing my arms. So everyone's like, oh my God, where did you get that tattoo? Janice Danger on Instagram. She's the fucking best. Anyway, so many tangents. I also got this sticker that says let's fuck from her tattoo shop that, and Deani gave it to me. Anyway, love my laptop and its excessive stickers. Anyway, okay, why did I bring that up? Christian, think. What were you saying? Oh, okay. All right, this is why I brought this up. So, as you guys know, I have a Google Doc where people can submit thought tales or like anonymous stories or whatever. I mean, they can leave their name if they want to, but I just wanted to share this because someone wrote this in. And it made me laugh, like when I was going over like my episode notes this morning. But someone wrote in and it says, "Hi, I discovered you in the following tab of a guy I used to hook up with. Started listening as a hater and now I listen as a fan. XOXO." I'm crying. First of all, thank you, Queen. Second of all, I wish I knew who it was. Like, I wish I know, like, which man it was that was following me. I don't know. It's probably someone I hate. Anyway, but honestly, this made me laugh because I just want to address this to the thotties. If you listen to Thought Topic, if you hate listen to Thought Topic, I just would like to say thank you. I really appreciate it. Sincerely, because like maybe eventually I'll grow on you. Maybe, probably not. That's okay. I'm an acquired taste for some people, and that is okay. Like, I know, especially if like my podcast is ever like really huge one day, like I know people would listen to it and be like, oh my God, this bitch is annoying. Like, I'm self-aware enough to know I'm annoying, especially online or especially on my podcast. But like, I just kind of embrace it and hope that like some people will like it. And it seems like that, you know, the people that consistently listen to my show really like it. And apparently this person too. So shout out to you, bitch. Thank you, bitch. I appreciate you. Recommend my show to your friends. All right, let's move on. Okay. So for this segment, I just wanted to briefly talk about dating gaps or age gaps when it comes to dating. Just because it's been on my mind recently, because I feel like, you know, I'm 25. I have a lot of friends who like to date a lot older. I have a lot of friends who like to date in the same age group as them. Don't know many people who like to date younger. I feel like that's more like in a heteronormative sense, that's more of like a man dating a younger woman kind of thing. I feel like in the queer community, it depends. Like, I know a lot of my like gay, like male identifying friends, they will date a lot of older men as well. But as far as a lot of like my queer, like lesbian friends or whatever, I feel like they typically date people around the same age as them. Actually, you know what? I did have a coworker, shout out. She was dating a girl, and I think they lived together, but she was dating a woman, I should say, who was like 15 years older than her. And I was like, damn, that's nice. And so that's a really interesting dynamic. She was like a work acquaintance or whatever, but interesting nonetheless. Anyway, so like I said, I just wanted to talk about age gaps briefly. So, okay, let's see. I know that like in a heteronormative sense, like when it comes to men and women dating, like men typically date younger, women typically date older. And that's for a lot of reasons, right? It's because like back in the day in our misogynist society, men would literally marry like fucking 13-year-old girls and like have a bunch of babies with them. So I feel like that is just like always been the tradition. And that's honestly like kind of gross. Like, I think about it, and a favorite pastime I like to do is like fantasize, like, what would I be like if I was me, but in a different time era? Not like I time travel, but if I was born in that time. Like, I probably wouldn't ever exist in any time period that was not like a modern society. Like, I would not be in fucking, maybe that's the thing for like people of color or like people who are not white. Like, when you fantasize about living in another time era or like think about it, you're like, would I even exist if you're like multicultural or like multiracial, like whatever. Anyway, sorry, tangent, stick to the topic, Christian. I don't know. I feel like in a modern sense now, most people, at least most of my friends, they date older guys, right? And I don't know. I feel like for me personally, it's hard for me to genuinely relate to someone who's significantly older than me, because I am just so, I don't know, like, I feel like when I date somebody, I really want to be able to like speak freely, or I really want them to feel like they understand me. And I feel like sometimes with an age gap, there's a little bit of a barrier because like it's a different generation. So I don't know, obviously if you're in a different generation, your opinions on politics or progressive thought or mental health, or I don't know, pop culture, media, things like that would be a lot different. So I'm like, I feel like someone who's a lot older than me, I kind of have a hard time finding like common interests with. And for me to really be attracted to somebody, like I really like wanna, I don't know, be stimulated by them intellectually. So I will say, last summer I was hooking up slash kind of like casually dating somebody who was like 15 years older than me. When I was dating him, you know, we had common interests already because like we liked a lot of the same stuff, right? Like we were both into fitness a lot. We liked, I don't know, him and I used to go to like the pool a lot together. Like we would just go chill and lounge at the pool. Like we were, I don't know, and we would just like find like different things in common. And he kind of had like a younger spirit about him. So it, and he didn't mind hanging out with my friends too, right? Like obviously I would hang out with him and his friends sometimes, but he just in general had a little bit more of a youthful like energy about him. So it didn't feel like that crazy of an age gap until it came to talking about like having a more serious relationship. He was like, Christian, this like, I'm older, like I don't wanna like date a 25 year old forever. And like, no offense, I can't take you seriously. You know what I mean? Like I knew kind of like spending time with him, there was always gonna be an expiration date just because like we wanted different things. And not that I like couldn't be in a serious relationship with someone significantly older than me, but it's just gonna look a lot different than what I want. Like someone who's older in my experience, they're thinking more about like, especially because I live in New York, right? So someone who's older, like in their late 30s, they're like, no, I want to have a family. Like, I'm not trying to like fuck around, right? Whereas like, if you're dating someone in their 20s and you live in a big city like New York or LA or maybe even like Miami, like most people wait to have kids till they're in their 30s. So if you know that and you start dating someone who's like 24, 25, then you're like, okay, they're probably not ready to settle down anytime soon, which is totally fine. Sidebar, it's also okay if you do decide to have children earlier than that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just saying like, obviously living in a metropolitan area, like it's less common that people have kids that young. Just wanted to say that. Anyway. So with that being said, it's just interesting to think about because there's this TikToker I follow. Her name's Ava Evans. Shout out. I like her content. She does a lot of like fashion stuff. But she posted a video the other day talking about like older men who date younger girls like in their late teens, like 19, 20 or like early mid 20s. Like she was basically saying like, oh, I don't think it's a good idea because it just always feels like a layer of grooming. And you know, I would say like, I'm not a special case or anything. Like that is just like an inherent power dynamic that I think is always gonna be there. So thotties, my point in saying all of this is I think it's just smart to be aware of that, especially if you are into dating someone who is like significantly older than you. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about an age difference. Like most of my exes or people I've dated, most of them are like within a 5-year age range of me. Like I haven't dated a ton of people a lot older than me, like maybe like 2 or 3 people that we had like a big age gap. And I used to do that more honestly when I was younger. But if you are the kind of girl or the kind of thotty that likes to date older people, it's just something to be aware of, to be mindful of that inherent like age gap, because I feel like in my experience and what I've seen other people talk about online, like I said, like it is a little, there is always a little bit of a power dynamic. And so I just always want to encourage people to feel empowered, even if they are in that situation. It can get shady or it can get like dicey to navigate sometimes, especially if you're a lot younger. Like I remember when I was 18 or 19, I think it was 18. I was like a sophomore in college because, you know, a fall birthday. I was a sophomore in college and I was dating somebody who was 25. Like we were like seeing each other, sleeping, like hooking up, whatever. He was like 25 or 26. And even then I remember like I felt so cool. I was like, oh my God, this like older guy likes me. And then I think about it now and I'm like, ew. I was so like stupid. I'm like, what? Like, come on. Usually it's like, it's the Scott Disick syndrome. It's the Leonardo DiCaprio syndrome. It's the kind of like, what do you actually have in common? So that's why I even like brought up common interests and things in the first place. Cause at least when you're in your mid 20s, you're like your frontal, what's it called? Your frontal lobe or whatever, the part of your fucking brain where you can think clearly and it's like fully developed. So, you know. But when I was, like I said, when I was 18, I was a dumb bitch. Like, I had many fake IDs. I was constantly, like, doing some tomfoolery, getting myself into stupid situations. Yeah, like, I was just truly an idiot. I remember, like, I almost broke my hand once because I got stupid drunk at a party when I was in college. And I, like, fell down an entire flight of stairs at a house party, like to the point where like, the music stopped and everyone was like, is she okay? So that's what I mean. Like, I was just a dumb bitch. So I had no business dating anyone even like 3 years older than me. So I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I will say there is definitely an allure of dating someone older, especially if they can take care of you financially. But honestly, like I said, I think I just relate more to people who are my age. So it's just easier for me to do that. So thought tip, babies, if you are dating someone older than you, just remember to hold your ground and hold your power. Like, it really just depends on the nature of the relationship. I will say my dad is like 7 years older than my mom, but they were at a similar phase in life when they met. Like, they both had a first. So my family is kind of interesting because my mom got married super young and so did my dad. And my dad had two kids from his first marriage. And my mom had one. And then they both divorced in like a year of being married from like their first partners. And then they met each other and they both were like, yeah, we want to settle down, have a family. Like, my dad was a rock star, basically. Like, he was playing in his band all the time, kind of like traveling around, doing different like gigs, playing different shows. But like, he really wanted to like settle down and have like more of a family life, especially like once he met my mom. I mean, my mom, she could convince anyone to change their whole life trajectory. Like, she is a powerful woman and she is very attractive. Anyway, so yeah, like, so they were at a similar phase in life. So like, it ended up working out and they were a little bit older. Like, my mom was in her like mid 20s and maybe like because it was the 80s, it was a little bit more common then. But yeah, so anyway, actually, so now my current partner, he's actually a year younger than me. And it's funny because my friends kind of teased me. They're like, ooh, Christian, you're dating a younger man. I'm like, not really, though. We're like basically the same age. Like, there's like a month where his birthday is a month before mine. So there's like a month where we're the same age. I guess my biggest thought tip would be, don't date an older guy if they're broke. Like, what the fuck? What are they bringing to the table then? I'm just kidding. But I think it's just better to be like open-minded. And I think it has more to do with like, do your values and interests align together more? And do you have more in common versus like, oh, like, what can this person do for me? Like, how is this relationship transactional? Unless that's your thing, then if that's the case, go off. But I think for people who are looking for something like very meaningful, it's better to think like, okay, even if this person's a lot older than me, maybe we can find some common ground in our values and like where our life path is going, you know? There's a little bit of healthy advice before we get into some tomfoolery of these ask me anything questions. So, okay, let's get into some of these ask me anythings. Let's see. Do you see any zodiacs as red flags? If so, which one? Okay, I'm so glad someone asked this. So I'm gonna have the most Sagittarius ass answer, AKA what my sign is. Okay, so because Sagittariuses usually are the red flags, I'm gonna say, honestly, as a diplomatic answer, I don't think, here's my hot take on astrology. I don't think there's a certain sign that is either like good or bad. Like, you either fuck with a sign or you don't, or you fuck with that person or you don't, because obviously it has to do with like their birth chart. I will say, I'm not a fan of earth signs. Like, I like earth signs as friends. I can't really date earth signs. Like, I've dated a few Virgos before, dated a Taurus, literally insane. but the reason I think I just don't mesh well with earth signs romantically is because they're all about like practicality. Like, oh, well, this doesn't make sense because X, Y, Z. They're all about like quote unquote logic. But as someone, as a Sagittarius, I'm a fire sign. I'm very impulsive. And my moon sign is Cancer. So I'm very emotional. That's a fire and a water sign. I will say, like, whenever I've dated an earth sign, if I'm like emotional about something, I'm like trying to explain my emotion. And they're like, well, logically, that doesn't make sense to me. And it's like, well, logically, you're using the word logic as if it means like it is a fact, when in reality, you're talking about your feelings. So no, a lot of people don't like Geminis. I personally love Geminis. Everyone's like, oh, Geminis are two-faced. They're evil. No, Geminis, they just like to gossip. They're not two-faced though. And honestly, as a Sag with a Libra rising, I like to gossip too. Everyone likes to fucking gossip. So just don't act like you don't like a little shit talking session every now and then. If you say you don't, you're fucking lying. Yeah, I think Geminis are good. Any air sign, I love. Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, love a Libra. What else? I can't do earth signs. Capricorns, boring to me. I've dated one Capricorn. Taurus, hell no. The most stubborn ass bitch. You know, Aries and Taurus, they really be fighting over who can be the more stubborn one. Scorpio tries to get in there, but both of those signs are like, no, you're get out of here. You're sensitive. But Taurus and Aries, they really are assholes. But you know what? I love Aries because they have like the sense of humor about them, whereas Tauruses do not. Tauruses act like they, like in a romantic sense, like Tauruses can be kind of like they have like a chip on their shoulder all the time, which like I feel like I get along with Aries because they can laugh about anything. Like they'll be stubborn about shit, but then they'll make a joke about it. Whereas like Tauruses, no, they're just pissed the hell off. Pisces, be aware of Pisces. Lots of Pisces friends, love them, but they live in La La Land. So like Pisces, that sign is all about dreams, right? So if you're dating a Pisces, they might be in a whole other fucking world. And you just like, which means like they can be dating 12 people, but you think they're only dating you. Now, I'm not saying all Pisces cheat, but don't be surprised if a Pisces cheats on you. Virgos are fine. I'm biased though, because I have a lot of Virgo friends, so I like Virgos, but Virgos are very like critical and they like to pick things apart. I don't mind that. I need that structure in my life as someone who's kind of like all over the place. A lot of people don't like Scorpios either. I love a Scorpio. And yes, I'm biased because I'm dating a Scorpio, but you know what? I think I get along with Virgos and Scorpios because my parents are that sign. So like my dad's a Virgo, my mom's a Scorpio. So I think I just like that energy. So I think it's easier for you to date whatever sign you're used to being around. I really don't mind Scorpio energy. Like as long as they're not like super petty. But you know what? I can be petty too. I'm a Cancer moon. So okay, let's see. What trait or quality about yourself do you find the most empowering? Honestly, I feel like my quality to not be afraid to be myself, because I will say when it comes to work, creative situations, doing my podcast, meeting new people, meeting friends of friends, dating people, I just like am not afraid to just be myself. Like, I know sometimes, like I said, I'm self-aware enough to know I rub people the wrong way sometimes. I know some people find me annoying as fuck. And like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not being everyone's cup of tea. Like, obviously, it does get to me sometimes. Like, I something I'm constantly working on is being a people pleaser. But I'm okay with, you know, like, if someone doesn't like me, then I can accept that and move on. I really have gotten good at not letting it eat at me, or not letting like what other people's opinions
are, eat at me. Like, oh God, I've had some people say some really nasty things to me, even online. Like when I've had like a few of my TikToks gain popularity, I, for whatever reason, sometimes my TikToks end up on the wrong side of TikTok, and I'll get like incel men write mean things on them. Like, you're fucking trash, bro. Or you're fucking ugly. Like, but you're hip, bro. Like, I like that shit does not bother me. I more so care about people I know and their opinions. So I feel like my trait I really admire about myself is like my resilience. And despite people not liking me or judging me or whatever, I kind of just do whatever I want anyway. Yeah. That it's really hard to be that way. Let me tell you, especially for like a girl like me, I've come a long way. I used to be really, really insecure. Like, especially when I was younger, like in my late teens, early 20s, like in college, I was really, really insecure about like other people thinking things about me. And that came out in my behavior being very defensive. And now I can just relax. Like if someone doesn't like me, I'm like, all right, whatever. Okay, let's see what's next. Do you like casual sex in public places? Yes. Next question. What does that mean? Casual sex in public places as opposed to what? Professional sex? Like what? I think this question means like, do you like having sex with a rando in public places? No, because if it's ass, like what's the point? Like I've never met someone that night and then had sex with them in a public place. Like that's not really my thing. What else? People always want to know this. I'm not as big as an expositionist as people might think. Like some people are really, really into that. I'm just kind of into it if it's in the moment. Like, I don't know, if the other person's really into it, then I'm down. But me personally, I probably won't instigate that. Ooh, okay, this question's good. Can you turn a thought into a housewife or husband? Yes, 100% yes. Of course I'm gonna say yes to this, and here's why. Depending on your definition of thought, I'm going off of my definition, but depending on your definition of thought, I would say yes. My definition is a thoughty person, like yes, they like have sex with a lot of people, whatever. But I think if you are in a relationship with somebody and you agree to a certain terms of your relationship, like we are monogamous, we tell each other everything, we want to be together long term. Of course, if you both agree to that, then of course they can be a husband or wife. Like buy to the old way of thinking where people are like, oh, if they slept with a lot of people or if they have a high body count, they're not going to be loyal to you. Because if someone is single for a long time, why does that mean anything? Like, I have never been in a situation where I like didn't hook up with somebody because I'm like, oh, I don't want to add another body to my list, or I don't want my future partner, like my future husband or whatever, to like judge me. Like what the fuck? I like to live in a world where like the person I'm going to end up with the rest of my life, they're not going to judge me for shit like that. Like I can't even imagine myself being in a relationship with someone like that because it just wouldn't happen. Because fundamentally, I would not be with somebody who thinks that way or like values that. And you know what? If you are the kind of person that thinks that way, where like you don't want to be with someone who's like, you know, had a thoughty era of their life, then I guess congrats to you on having vanilla sex the rest of your life, because you're probably going to cheat on that person. Ooh, fire sign is coming out right now. Hello, Miss Sagittarius. Good morning. But here's why I say that. You know what I mean? Because to be honest, I think it's better for someone to have a single era of their life where they date around or they sleep with a lot of people or they just like where they have gotten that out of their system. So that way, you know, 10 years down the line, they're not dating. You're not married to this person. They're like, oh my God, I never lived my life. And then they up and leave you one day. You know what I mean? I mean, not to say someone couldn't do that anyway, as we've seen with Emily Retta, Mike Wazowski, whatever. I'm not saying that guarantees like someone's never going to cheat on you or leave you, but I'm just saying like just because someone has been single and like dated around or like call it like a thought phase or a slut phase, like I don't think that makes them unfit to be in a long-term relationship or committed. Obviously I'm biased because like I've done both. Like I've had phases where when I'm single, I'm single. Like I've dated around, and there have been times when I've been single where I'm like, yeah, I just don't feel like dating or sleeping with anyone right now. I really just think it depends on the emotional maturity of somebody. And just because someone has like had a thought phase or has been a self-proclaimed thought doesn't mean they're not emotionally intelligent. Let me say that shit again. Just because someone has been single and had a thought phase or is a self-proclaimed thought does not mean they are not loyal or emotionally intelligent or capable of providing you the kind of relationship that you want. So, and if you don't think that, I don't know why the fuck you're listening to this show. So, but yeah, I just think, I don't know, we live in a different time. Like, this isn't the fucking 1800s. Your wife has to be pure for her to marry you. I will say I don't like a ran-through man. Here we are, contradicting myself. I'm just kidding. I joke and say I don't like ran-through men. I don't like ran-through men who continue to be ran-through when you're dating them. Like, I don't want to date someone who's going to cheat on me, is what I'm saying. Because I have dated a thought man where I'm like, this is great. And then we're dating. And then they're still being a thought. I'm like, I thought you were only dating me. But that's different. Like, like I said, if you agree to certain terms of your relationship, then that should be that. And that's that on that. Whew. Anyway, thank you, Thoughties, for this Ask Me Anything. If I didn't get to your question, submit it in the Thought Tales Google Doc that I will link in the episode description box and will have linked on my profile on Instagram. All right, Thoughties, it is time for everyone's favorite segment, which is Thought Anthem of the Week. A Thought Anthem is a song that makes you feel sexy, empowered, like a bad bitch, like you're gonna get your cheeks clapped this weekend, like you're gonna pop your pussy, whatever. Anyway, so my Thought Anthem this week is, okay, real quick, for my Thought Anthem this week, I already am anticipating for when this will become my thought anthem, but there has been a clip of a new Nicki Minaj song going around on TikTok for her new song, Freak. I think it's like F-R-E-E-A-K. I don't know. But I'm waiting for that song to come out so I can make it my thought anthem. But because it's not out yet, Runner Up, which is the actual thought anthem of this week, is Baby by Charlie XCX. I don't know what it is, but this summer I've really been fucking with Charlie. I mean, I've always kind of liked her, but she was just kind of like, oh yeah, she's cute, she's fun, whatever. But now I've really, like, I will go to my Spotify and type in Charlie XCX. Like, I know before I made Good Ones, the Thought Anthem of the Week, and this was from the same album, but the song Baby, it just kind of has like a cute girly vibe to it, which is duh, always a requirement for Thought Anthem of the Week. But this one kind of has like that poppy, like synthy sound. It's fun. It's flirty. She's like, baby, won't you be my baby? So it's kind of like breathy, and I don't know, I like it. So this one's for my girls, gays, and theys, Baby by Charlie XCX. And yeah, that's all I have for you guys this week. So thank you guys for listening. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Please, you can, like, that would be really cool if you did that. If you like the thought topic, rate it 5 stars. Submit me a thoughty tale. Submit me a thought story. Next week, I have a special guest. You guys are going to love. I'm so excited to interview them. So stay tuned for that. It's not Diani, even though we love her and she will be back soon. Let's see. You can follow Thought Topic at The Thought Topic, and there's a zero in Thought, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. You can follow me at Crush Ton Sanchez. You can follow me at Crush Ton Sanchez. That is C-R-E-S-H-T-U-N Sanchez. And you can follow me at Christian Like Dior on TikTok. So that is all I have for you guys this week. I love you so, so, so much. And I will see you all next time. Mwah.